your kids, they're going to sit with you. But I've ridden mountain bikes in Simpson Park for many years, and I'll tell you, there's more rattlesnakes on that hill than anywhere I've ever been. So keep an eye on your kids. It's one thing that I always get nervous about because it's going to be spring. It could be very warm. And if that's the case, them critters are going to be waking up, and they're going to be out. So just keep an eye on they go into the brush and stuff like that. Don't want to scare you. Don't not come because Troy said there's rattlesnakes. I'm not going. We haven't seen any in 20 years, but I just want to make you aware of it, okay? Man, also, the movie night. It was kind of interesting because last year, people were saying, "Are you doing anything for Good Friday?" "Oh, what kind of church are you? You don't do no event on Good Friday? I mean, I thought you were church." So I said, "All right, we'll do something on Good Friday this year." So we're going to have movie night. We're going to have the movie Case for Christ. It's a great opportunity, an evangelistic tool for you to bring somebody. It's a very apologetic movie explaining the Christian life and through a story of his life, how his wife got saved, and he just totally said, "No way, I don't want any of that stuff." And as a good reporter, he starts to investigate all the claims of Christianity and comes to find faith in Jesus Christ. So it's a great, great movie for you to bring one of them skeptics with you. One of those people that just don't know about Christ and they're kind of standoffish about, going to church. Well, bring him for movie night. Just tell him there's free popcorn. They'll come. And I think they'll find it very fascinating to answer a lot of their questions. So I encourage you, Good Friday, be here, grab a flyer, put it on your refrigerator, give it away, tell people about it. So we're excited about that. So today we're in John 15. We're continuing our story with Jesus as he makes his way to the cross. It's interesting that we started John, I don't know, I have it on my computer like 54 sermons ago. And here we're getting up to the place of his crucifixion, resurrection just before Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. So I'm excited about the journey and the story, but my mind is one of those kind of minds that is like I got a one track, not an eight track thing going on. And so when I study for Sunday, I start studying for next Sunday, Monday nights and Tuesday mornings, and I start putting together the story for myself and praying for God's heart to show me all this. But this week I got a little sidetracked by a little men's retreat we had yesterday. And when the men's retreat came about, my friend Tony and I were discussing it, and I just said, "Man, I just don't want to do some soft Bible study on these guys. I think we're in an age and a time, we're in a battle. Man, we're in a war. Satan's just ramping up, and there's the division and everything around us. There's darkness. Sin is coming in, and it's becoming more the norm. And we Christians are getting whooped."